Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. As I continue a message I've begun this week, Restoration Outpouring. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we saw that there were three distinct prophecies that were being fulfilled as the book of Ezra opens. First of all, we see the punishment of the king of Babylon that had occurred. Jeremiah prophesied in the 25th chapter that when 70 years are accomplished, that God would punish the king of Babylon and that nation, and that would be the second thing, would be the end of 70 years of captivity, as Jeremiah declared in Jeremiah the 29th chapter, verse 10. And then there was also a deliverer who was named 150 years before he was even born. And that king's name was Cyrus. And in that opening verse of chapter 1, verse 1, in the book of Ezra, it says, "The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus." And so we want to look at what occurred during this particular time in the history of ancient Israel to find some keys that might open treasures of wisdom and understanding how God moves to bring restoration, because that's what occurred. And so in verse 1, we read, "The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus." Remember, he was a heathen king, but God moved in his life. Obviously, it was in the first year of his reign. He was the king of Persia. He was the conquering victor, if you will, that destroyed Babylon. And he was able to say in just that short time that the Lord God of Israel was God. Verse 3, he says, you know, "Who among you want to go back to Jerusalem and build the temple of the Lord? He is the God which is in Jerusalem." That's verse 3. And he was appointed by God to fulfill a prophetic word. And so his spirit had to be stirred up, and it was the Lord who stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. Beloved, it's not by might or willpower, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We can't stir ourselves up. We can't get excited. We can't have we can be disciplined and we can persevere, but that anointing, that stirring up has to come from the Spirit of the Lord. And God's will can never be done by us, by me, by you, until the Spirit of God within us stirs us up to do it. Cold, mechanical, dead service, when you think of it, it's really an insult to Him. Why? Because we're to love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that implies strength. That implies all that we are. Selfishness, just being concerned about ourselves, it's really death in His sight. 2 Timothy 3:5 states, "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power of it, from such turn away." There are many who have a form of godliness. They talk about God, but they don't grasp the revelation of Scripture. They don't grasp the revelation of Jesus Christ. They sleep the sleep of spiritual death. What has happened for those who are truly born again? The Apostle Paul states in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 1, "And you hath he quickened," or made alive, "who were dead in trespasses and sin. The natural man can't understand this, but beloved, until our spirit man is born again, we are dead. We're dead man walking around in very alive physical bodies. And so our spirit as God's people need to be stirred up. And it's only God alone, secondly, who effectually stirs up the spirit. It said in verse 1, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. And beloved, the wonderful, exciting thing is this is what God is doing now in the church. He is the source of all spiritual life and all spiritual power. It's in Him. Every God-quickened spirit is a spirit that has been raised from the dead so that He might work in our spirits. Philippians 2 and 13 declares, "For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." Isn't that a comfort? I mean, we might want to do something, but He gives the ability, the empowering to actually do it. Praise God for that. In our weakness, He is made strong. And beloved, God has awakened you in the power of the Holy Spirit to bring about His divine purpose in this earth, in your life, in the people you know, in the influence that you have in your life, in your circumstances, your home, your neighborhood, your surroundings. You can be a powerhouse for the Lord. We haven't seen anything yet. And when I say you can be a powerhouse, it has nothing to do with your education, with your qualifications. It's not the things the world looks at in terms of credentials, but it is, have you been with Jesus? That was the significant thing that turned hundreds, thousands of people and won them to Christ in the time of the disciples. They were ignorant fishermen, most of them, but they knew they had been with Jesus. Praise God. And when Peter preached his first message, 3,000 were added to the church. Praise God. And so God has a divine purpose in this earth. And if He's moving in your heart, if He's stirring you, if He's awakening you in the power of the Holy Spirit, it's to bring about His divine purpose in this earth, in your life. And it is His Spirit that quickens us, refreshes us, empowers us to do His will and His work. All right, well, let's move on. What's the third notable step? Well, the means by which the Spirit was stirred up, we have the Word of God. We read in Daniel verse 9 and 2 that Daniel understood that the Lord would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Daniel was reading. Now, let me just turn quickly to chapter 9, and we want to look at what the Word actually says in verses 9 and 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books, in other words, the scriptures, the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. I have to read this next verse. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I have to read verse 4. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments. And he repented, he prayed. And you know what, beloved, that formula for restoration outpouring, that formula for revival, it has not changed. His ways are still the same. And when my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land, beloved. And so it's the Word of God that causes our hearts to be stirred by that very anointing on the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and alive, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And the Word of God is that by which we know the divine direction of God. The fact that Cyrus was made governor or king of Babylon, put him in a position to carry out God's prophetic declaration. He discovered that the means of accomplishing these purposes of God were committed to him. He understood that. And likewise, God has entrusted and committed to us that great commission, which is to reach the world with the good news of the gospel and to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that he has commanded us. And then fourthly, what else is there? Well, there's the evidence of a stirred up spirit. Beloved, what is evidence of a stirred up spirit? Beloved, there's going to be faith in your life, faith in God's word. In verse 2, listen, this is what Cyrus said. The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem. His spirit was stirred up. He heard, he understood what scriptures had said. He was called by name by a God he hadn't even known. And his spirit was stirred, and he was stirred by faith, by God's word. And with that evidence comes obedience. There's action. God has called us, beloved, to build a house for him. And I'm not talking about a building project. I'm not talking about a larger building or administration building. I'm talking about a temple that Haggai talked about. he told the people of Israel, he said, go up to the mountains and get wood. Well, now God is talking to us to go up to the high place, the mountains, and get the souls of men. Hallelujah. He's called us to build a house, not made with hands, but a holy temple built up, made up of many members, fitly framed together by the Spirit of the Lord, by his plan, by his arrangement, by his administration, built by the Word and the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Well, I could go on for another hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for joining me. And beloved, I hope you will join with me in praying for the body of Christ, for this nation, for the nations of the world, for the salvation of mankind. I know not everyone's going to be saved, but that's our obligation. That's what Paul told Timothy. He said, pray for all men, for them to be saved, and for those in authority. So let us be busy about the Father's work. I invite you to join me in prayer. And if you need prayer specifically, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I love you with all my heart and pray earnestly for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,